Acupuncture has not yet been fully integrated into the hospital's menu of treatment options, but for about 6 months now, Dr. Freda Dreher has been inserting sterile needles, not much thicker than a human hair, into a few people looking for pain relief.
So I will start with a needle right at the shoulder that's been painful.
Her patient today is Carol Hitchcock, executive assistant to the hospital director. Hitchcock is a veteran who has served in Afghanistan, but her excruciating shoulder injury resulted from a motorcycle accident many years ago.
It just hurt so bad that I couldn't do anything. And I tend to be pretty tolerant, but I couldn't tolerate it anymore.
But she didn't want to take powerful, potentially addicting painkillers either, especially since there is so much concern about opioids. So about once a month, it used to be once a week, she comes into this examining room and sits or lies down on a table to get non-medicinal relief. After Dr. Dreher inserts about a half dozen micro-thin needles into her arm, the patient looks and sounds more relaxed.
I sleep, which I hadn't done for a number of years. I can actually sleep now because of this. The pain is not there, which, you know, it's cyclical, right? So I feel better, so I'm healthier, so I sleep better, and my weight is under control now, and so everything just aligns. So right this second, I don't feel any different, but overall, the whole health approach is amazing. Changed my life.
The VA is also trying to change lives and reduce opioid dependence with less invasive techniques. Therapists say aquatic physical therapy is bringing results. So is yoga.
So welcome, everybody. So we'll start by finding a comfortable seated position, just to begin. Are there any areas you guys want to work on today as we move through our practice?
Body and mind.
Body and mind. Okay, that narrows it down. Awesome. Thanks.
In a large conference room, three Vietnam-era veterans sit cross-legged on rubber mats as instructor Brianna Renner, a former Marine, leads them through assorted poses. Collectively, these men have been suffering from back injuries and surgeries, depression and arthritis. Some are taking prescribed pain pills, but they would like to take fewer or none. Those are laudable goals, says Julie Franklin, an anesthesiologist who practices pain management at the VA hospital.
Patients who are addicted or have problematic opioid use need to be helped to reduce or come off medication that may be actually providing more harm than good for that patient.
A 2012 article in the Journal of American Medicine concludes that veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan with mental health diagnoses, including PTSD, were especially likely to receive opioids for pain, even though that population is also at the highest risk for abusing those drugs. At the VA hospital in White River Junction, Dartmouth Hitchcock medical residents are observing the alternative therapies for possible use with civilians. They say no one sees acupuncture or yoga as overnight solutions, but they would like to see more patients give them a try. Those who do will be tracked so that the hospital can determine whether alternative methods do a similar job as prescription medicines. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.